This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 610. Dissect one student's experience for your exam success.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today we analyze a real student's feedback after taking her IELTS exam, and you'll learn how you can feel the same levels of cool confidence on every section of your next test. Hello, Lindsay, in the next room.
I know. It's so cool. Jessica, you are here in Boston this weekend, and we just got to go for lunch. We had grilled cheese sandwiches down the street.
Oh,
it's
man,
so cool.
It was so good. And we made an app video about the grilled cheese sandwiches. Listeners, if you are not on the All Ears English app and you are an Apple user, then you definitely need this. These bonus app videos every week with vocab, so useful cool. For the speaking exam, you guys.
So useful, guys. So make sure you go over to the iOS, go into the app store and go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses to find that app. But Jessica, we are doing another one of these awesome review contest giveaways
yes!
in September, aren't we, for IELTS Energy
so
Podcast.
Exciting. Okay, you guys, we have such a great idea for this time. So what you need to do first, I'll tell you what a random listener will get. But everyone, pause right now, pause the podcast and go and leave a review in iTunes or Stitcher, whichever one you are listening to our podcast on. Leave a review. Be honest, guys. You can tell us what you like and what you want more of in the show. And that helps us to improve what we're bringing you guys, right? And make sure that we are bringing you IELTS listeners what you need to learn. So definitely come leave us a review. Tell us how we've helped you, hopefully. Mm-hmm. And then also ask us a question. So guys, in the month of September, at the end of the month, we are going to look at all the many reviews that you guys will leave us in the month of September, and we will choose one lucky listener. And what does that lucky listener get to do, Lindsay?
So that listener is going to get the very special privilege of being interviewed on the podcast. And while you're being interviewed by Jessica, you are going to get a chance to, you know, get a kind of a strategy session right on the podcast, right? Because this student will be able to, you'll be able to talk about your prior scores, right? Your target score, what you've done so far. Essentially, you'll get Jessica's advice on how to approach IELTS.
Yeah, I think, you know, it'll be treated like a live consult, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Because this is exactly how I help students when they first get into Three Keys IELTS, is if they have this option, if they choose this option of having this initial consultation with me, then exactly, I can assess your level, talk about your scores, your experience, what you need to include more of in your study plan, even make a recommendation of when you should go for the exam.
Yes.
So guys, this is such a golden opportunity, and you get to be famous because you'll be on a podcast.
Yeah.
So definitely, guys, go and leave your review before you forget. Pause the podcast. Go and do that. Just a couple sentences, right? Tell us what you like and what you want more of.
Exactly, guys. Leave an honest review and our winner will be chosen randomly. It's a random selection. So be honest in your review. Don't worry about what you're writing, but do leave us a review. We can't wait to hear one of your names on the show. So excited.
Yes. Exactly. We will read as many names as we can on the show as well this month. So I love these review contests. Okay. Lindsay, what are we talking about today for IELTS?
Oh my gosh, that's great. So today we got an email from a listener, from actually a student in our course.
Yeah.
And this student went into a lot of depth to explain her IELTS experience. So what we're going to do is go into it. We're going to go deep into this experience and kind of analyze what happened, what she could have done better, and what she did really well so that you guys, if you're listening, you can learn from this student's experience.
Yes. And she, and I could say her name because she was on the show before because she won the wizard contest. So this is our amazing student, Amanda. And she, after taking the test, she emailed Lindsay and I right away to share her experience. So we're going to go through a real student's experience and how she felt on the test with you guys today. And then you guys will learn how you can also have this same positive IELTS experience because it is a majority positive. I mean, it was very exciting for us to read this.
Yeah, so cool. So cool. So let's dive into the first paragraph. Should I go ahead and read it, Jessica? And then we can, should I read the part just in yellow or the whole paragraph?
Yeah, we just had to highlight some of this, Amanda, because your email was amazing, but we don't have time for everything. So we're going to just highlight it for our listeners today.
All right. So here's the first part. So she says, the first part of the test was the writing, the one that I need to increase my score from 6.5 to 7, which is typical, right, for a lot of students.
Totally.
Task one was a bar graph displaying attendance in three different kinds of music concerts in Australia in 2006. I was absolutely happy to see it, just so similar to the examples of cinema attendance that we practice in the course, but static. I remember feeling quite confident after checking it, fingers crossed. Oh, okay.
That's awesome. I love, there's a lot of things I love about this, but that it's similar to one of our questions in the course, I love.
Yeah, that's great.
Right? Because it shows you that all the practice material is IELTS valid, right? Everything that we do in Three Keys IELTS is possible. It's modeling what you'll see on the exam day. So perfect IELTS valid practice. Mm-hmm. And then also that she had time to check it, that she is actually following and able to produce the writing exactly like we say in the course. It's still having that time to proofread, which, you guys, that proofreading time could be a band point difference in vocab and grammar. So I love that she was able to do that.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, we've talked about our writing keys, right, in a couple of webinars this summer. We revealed them for the first time on a webinar. So guys, keep your eyes open for the next webinar. It's coming soon. All right, cool. What else?
Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. If you want the same strategies that got Tanya an overall 8 on her last exam, get into the Three Keys IELTS Success System. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Okay, so then she went on to talk about task 2. And she says, the topic wasn't of my interest, therefore, I didn't count on fluency of ideas during the brainstorming. It was an opinion essay on whether or not people should try to prevent species extinction from happening. And then she goes on to talk about the specific ideas that she was able to come up with.
Uh-huh.
And this is why, I mean, she says, it was an unfamiliar topic and she didn't feel like super confident in her brainstorm, but looking at the ideas that she had, because she sent them to us, they're very specific, very high level, all on target, on point, on topic. And so I know that she did well, right? So this is what having this practice and fundamental behind you, this is what it does. Even if you're thrown a difficult topic like, you know, animal extinction, not many of us are going to write fluently about that, but she still had practiced. She'd won that wizard contest, which was a great boost of confidence. And then she says, looking back, I realized that I missed the opportunity to use awesome sentences like the examples of species dying off is too numerous to mention here.
Oh, cool.
And then she says, anyway, since I cannot go back and change anything, let's stick with connection, not perfection, right? I love it.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. She is definitely an All Ears English listener. I love it. I love it. That's so cool. You know, what I see so far in this is that she really has completely internalized the structures, our strategies, right? Because she mentioned our strategies in both of these paragraphs. It's so cool. It's like she takes it for granted now. So now she can focus on higher quality ideas, which is so good. Yeah.
Exactly. And then the next sentence didn't surprise me because so many of our IELTS, our Three Keys IELTS students get reading 9. So she says right away, reading was easy for me. Listeners, is reading easy for you? I mean, if not, then all you need are the Three Keys strategies because it makes the reading test easy and quick.
Wow, that is so cool. For reading to be easy. My gosh.
Right? It's amazing. She said that she was very relaxed and even finished within 50 minutes. During the last 10 minutes, I meditated for about 5 minutes and reviewed my answers for another 5 minutes.
Awesome. She had so time great. To meditate. That's beautiful. And everyone else in the room, I'm pretty sure they were freaking out about the time and probably didn't finish, right? Because that is the key piece that happens with most people when they don't have a strategy on reading.
Yes, time management goes completely out the window if you don't have the strategies. And she finished so fast, she even had time to meditate and check. I love it. And then she says the last one in the morning was listening. Oh, she probably took the exam in Australia then. I just learned recently, you know, nobody had told me this before, but the order of the tests is different in Australia. They do writing first and listening last instead of like in most test centers where listening is first and writing is last. Okay.
Oh, interesting.
Anyway, new piece of info. Okay. She says, last one in the morning was listening. I am positive about an increase in this score too. This was the first time I've done the listening test with headphones and I found it way clearer. Yeah, guys, if you have the option of a test center with headphones, definitely choose that. That's going to be way easier.
Oh, so I wonder what percentage of test centers offer headphones now. Is that something that they're starting to
very
do?
Very low. Yeah. I mean, slowly but surely, yeah, but still a majority of test centers do not have headphones, right? Hmm. So if you do live in an area with more than one test center, definitely call around and ask, because if this is an option, it makes the listening test much easier to understand than just these speakers with this audio bouncing around a room.
Oh my God.
Like echoing, right? It could be, the audio quality can be quite poor depending on the test center. So that's something to research for sure.
Yeah, exactly. That's huge. Yeah, prepare, you know, I mean, going into it, you want to know what to expect on test day. That is a key. Yeah,
exactly. And be prepared with a good system. I mean, her email is so positive, right? Like she said that she had already increased her reading score from 6.5 to 8.5, right? And so I think she just needs to go from that 6.5 to 7 in writing. That's why she had to take the test again. Mm-hmm. So our strategies have already worked for her, and this time even better.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's so great how positive she felt after each part of the test.
That's so cool.
Yeah. And then she says, last but not least, the speaking test. I was ridiculously lucky to get exactly the same questions for part one as I did on my previous attempt in May 2018. Yeah, guys, this happens a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. Totally. IELTS does change out the questions, and different examiners have sort of like favorite questions that they ask, but it is like it's the same speaking test booklets that are used for about, I don't know, like 2 or 3 month period. But also there's a couple different test booklet versions at any one time. So it's not guaranteed you'll get the same answers at all, but it's not uncommon either.
Okay, awesome. So that's good. So she was able to, you know, during that time between May and now, she was in the course, she was learning how to answer these questions better, right? So I'm sure she felt so confident coming out of it. That's so good.
Exactly. Yeah, fantastic. And then, Lindsay, do you want to read this last tip of hers? Because yeah. I love this.
Yeah, this is really interesting. So she says, one more thing I'd like to point out is how meditation helped me this time. While studying for the exam, I came across a TED Talk about research on meditation, how powerful and underestimated it is. Yes. Mm. At some point, it was briefly mentioned that meditating for 4 consecutive days already presented deep and positive results in the well-being. As per research, the person was explaining. So I looked at my calendar I have 10 days before the exam. Boom. At that exact moment, I took the challenge. Oh,
I love it.
Yeah.
That's so fantastic.
And
And she describes how like using the meditation techniques that she practiced, it helped her through the preparation for sure. But then on test day, she was there early, right? Like 20 minutes before the test.
Oh, yeah.
And so she said she focused on her breath and there was no room for anxiety.
Oh, it's so true. I mean, we both can attest to this, right? Like you just started meditating. Jessica, I've been meditating for a while. And it changes your brain literally. Your frontal lobe, like there's restructuring of the frontal lobe in the brain with a certain amount of meditation. Yeah.
Like every self-help thing, every self-improvement thing ever, it tells you that you have to rewire your brain. Like anytime you're going to change anything about yourself, it's about rewiring the neurons, connecting different neurons to form new networks, right? Yes. And this is meditation is the clear path towards doing that. I mean, there's other ways, but I think all of them take inspiration from meditation, right? As their like basis. So yeah, guys, I was just talking to a personal coach student the other day as well, who is reading the same, or she just finished the same book I've been talking about, Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself. And so she's been meditating as well. And she was saying that now she feels like she can conquer IELTS.
That's like, awesome.
Like, this has given her that power, that control, that confidence, that she is certain that she is going to conquer IELTS this next time.
That's so good. Yeah. That's so good. Sometimes it's just a matter of changing your thought habits, right? And then you have the right strategies, the right skills, the right course. You combine those two things and you are headed for your goals, right? Headed towards what you want to do after IELTS.
Totally. There's nothing that can hold you back, you guys. So start meditating, but also get into the 3 Keys IELTS success system, guys. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and you can experience the same level of confidence as Amanda, right? Yes. I mean, guys, isn't this exactly what you want to feel on test day? Get rid of that anxiety and start being in control of your scores.
Yes. Can't wait to see you guys in there in the Facebook group, introducing yourselves and telling us what your target score is this time around. Yes. Yes. So excited.
Totally. Love it.
All right, Jessica, thanks for hanging out today. Very interesting to tie in meditation today directly to our results. Right?
Yes. It's really been kind of a theme lately. Yeah. It's been coming up a lot. I love it. All right. All right, Lindsay. Well, I'll see you in a couple minutes.
Yeah,
we're in the
sounds
same place.
Good. Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Cool, bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.